It's been the most anticipated result of the entire season of The Voice, and we have the winner here in studio with us. This is The Voice After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She's got Betty Davis. She's got Betty Davis.
And here she is, Chloe Kohansky. Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Big congratulations.
Well deserved.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're giving me very much like Now and Then movie. What's the lady's name? She has the glasses like you do. She's the one that becomes a superstar.
I know what you're referring to.
Yes. You're giving me all like.
With the shoulder pads
very
too.
Very 80s vibes.
Yeah, these
and
are literally my dad's sunglasses from like when I was a baby. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Can I say that we're so happy you won? Because we thought, like, we were so wrong on everything.
I was right. I was right.
You were.
Yes.
She called the order.
I did. Wow. I called the order, and I was right. So,
yeah. You got intuition.
Mm-hmm. I do. You're welcome.
You were my number one, but we kept thinking that everyone we thought were going to make it to the final wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I started going backwards. I'm like, I'm going to say the least person first, the second person after that.
Yeah.
But we're so glad it's you.
Thank you. Yeah, I saw, you know, we read different people's predictions, like, online and stuff, and we would all kind of be together, like, cuddling, reading, like, what people say about us. And it was funny because everybody was like, man, like, I like Chloe, she's cool, but you know, the indie rocker never lasts. They're like, she'll never, like, you know, close to the beginning. And I was like, man, like, is it true? Like, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then week after week, I was like, I was still there, and I was like, man, this is sick. Like, it was just so much fun.
Well, you're proof that if you have a dream, you can do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a dream.
And it was like every week, you just kept on getting better and better and better and better.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was super impressive.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, let's start off with telling everybody where they can find you.
Okay, so all social media is at Chloe Kohansky, except for Snapchat, which is at Chloe.Kohansky.
Okay.
Because I accidentally already made a Snapchat and then forgot the login, and I just made another one. So, so it's all Chloe Kohansky, and I know that's a mouthful, but it's online. You can look it up how to spell it. It's a lot.
Hey, guys, my name is Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha_Creo.
And I'm Lena Nori. You can find me all over the internet at Lena Nori.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me across the internet at Russell Ray Silva. That's two S's and two L's, but let's get right into it.
Wow.
What is the first thought that runs through your mind right before the results are being read?
I mean, let me take these off.
She's getting down to serious questions here.
You know, it's crazy because I've been asked this question a couple times since Tuesday night. And, you know, you start off like hundreds and thousands of people audition for this show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right from the get-go, you start telling yourself repeatedly, like, it's not about winning. It's not about winning. Like, you know, just try to make it as far as you can go and everything, you know, everybody's a winner and just, you know, keep pushing on, keep moving forward. And you get into that habit so much that when I actually heard my name get called, I had no idea what to do. Like, literally one half of my body went numb, and I was like, I was like not prepared at all for that moment, because there is only one winner, and that seems so, I mean, I remember being at the blind auditions and thinking, like, man, like, whoever that is, that's insane. Like, whoever wins, that's gonna be crazy. And it was me, man. I just can't believe it. I really can't.
You must have been like, is this real life?
Someone
pinched me.
I mean, I literally had to, like, it looks cute on camera. I'm glad it came across that way. But I was literally, I was holding on to Addison, like, holding on to her. Because I'm not kidding, my legs, like, it was the weirdest sensation. It was like my whole body was like, you know, like, the biggest just like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's it. Like, I just won.
Yeah.
That's a crazy thing to say, even out loud. And every 10 minutes, I kind of just zone out. And I'm like, I won the Voice. Like,
Carson
wild.
Was like trying to find you to give you your trophy.
Couldn't see.
He's like, I'm gonna give it to somebody.
He's like, somebody take it.
And then I like reached out for the confetti. I remember I went over to hug Blake, and I, you know, he's so tall. I went up to reach to like hug him, and I closed my eyes for like a millisecond, opened them, and everything was black because there was confetti over my eyes. Like, I couldn't even see anything. So I was like trying to.
It was such a beautiful moment, though, because, you know, Addison, she's such a sweet pie, too, and she's so young. So I was expecting to see a lot more emotion from her, maybe sadness, but she was genuinely, like, so happy for you.
Yeah.
And we had talked about this on many of the after shows, that we've seen the most growth in you and also in Addison. So for me, I kind of love the fact that it was you two at the end.
Yeah.
That made it. And, you know, hopefully, of course, I wish her all the success in the world. But
we're
all ecstatic that you won.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And also style goals. Like, we're talking about The Voice, but your style, the whole competition was on point.
Thank you. I mean, it is about the voice, and you know, that's obviously most important. But the other aspect of being a performer and an entertainer is visuals, and I think that, you know, that might not be everybody's thing, and that's okay. But for me, the visual aspect of being an artist is just as important as the actual music. Yeah. I love music, and that's an inward thing. Like, no one has to tell me to do that. I love music, mm-hmm. and I'll sing until I can't sing anymore. But the clothes and even the set design and just, you know, using the stage to your advantage, like, that's all part of the rock and roll experience, which is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring rock and roll into pop culture again. So it's all kind of it's a game plan, you know, but it's something that I didn't know if it was going to be received well at all on the show. I did not know that. And I'm just blown away that it was received in the way it was. It's like super encouraging for what I want to do, you know?
And the fact that Blake was so open and willing to kind of like let you do your own thing too. Right, like, how was that? Because I'm sure it's being like a mentor. He must have been like, no, you can't do this. Like, give you some restrictions. Like, did he ever?
No, not give you really any? At all. No. No. I mean, really with Blake Shelton, it's what you see is what you get. He kind of just tells you that sounds good or it doesn't sound good. And the coaches, they know about like what our plans are for the visuals, and they see the presentation of like, okay, this is what Chloe's thinking for like hair, you know, so that week I had the big hair with the sparkly dress.
Yeah.
Like, he knew, he was aware that I was going to be doing something of that extent, but he never got in the way of any of the creative process, and he just let me kind of do my thing. And that's the same for all of his artists that he works with throughout the seasons. And also, that's the reason why he's probably won 6 times is because he just lets the artists do their thing and lets them grow like on the show. It's so cool.
Now, who helps you with the creative visuals, or do you, like, Google that and, like, I want this kind of hairstyle, this kind of stage?
Yeah, I think for me, at first, you know, coming from playing shows in my hometown, I do my own hair and makeup. I just wore sometimes what I wore to work to my shows, so it wasn't as glamorous. And then as the show progressed and I was moving forward, they were like, oh, it's like the Grammys every night or every week, you know? And so I was like, okay, well,
that's awesome.
If it's going to be like the Grammys, like, I want it to be like the Grammys. Literally, I want to utilize like that and like you and give these full performances. So I really just started like going all out and thinking like, okay, what is this song? Like, what is this? What is the color of this song? What's the mood? And, you know, the week I had the big hair specifically was my theme I came up with. It's silly, but I said it was sad prom queen. So for both nights, for Monday and Tuesday tears. Night. That was just like, I don't even know what that was. I just kind of was like, I want to do something very 80s. So the black outfit was like inspired by Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. But yeah, like stuff like that, just to tie it all in. You know, it's more than just a song. It's like a experience. And we only have a couple of minutes to do that each week, if you think about it. So it's a lot. A lot goes into that.
Don't forget that big hair is country. They say the bigger your hair is, the closer you are to God. So.
That's so true. Yeah.
So Blake, when you said big hair, he's probably like, yes.
Yeah, that's right. He was probably one like, okay, kind of like Dolly Parton-ish. Yeah, I love that.
Do you have any, do you have any rituals before you go on stage? Is there anything that you do, or you kind of just, you're like, I'm going to get this over with and I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. Now I wish that maybe there was someone filming like right before we go on. So maybe there is something. I don't know if I do anything specifically like ritual wise, but I drink a lot of throat coat and it doesn't sound like it right now, but I'm going through something in my voice. But I drink a lot of tea and I only allow myself to drink like a certain amount of water before I go on stage because you have to pee all day if you drink too much. Like,
so in the middle of a performance, you're like, I have to go use the restroom.
Like, I remember, which one was it? Oh, it was Call Me. That was Call Me by Blondie. Right when they called my name, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to go to the bathroom. And they were like, no. And I was like, I got to go. I like run to that. And it's a porta potty, of course. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's nice though. It's a nice one. It's a nice one.
Is it like a trailer porta potty?
I know.
At least a lifted one.
Yeah, it's like, I would say a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 7. It's
okay. But the voice studio on Universal lot is huge. How do they not have a real toilet in there?
I don't think they can have a bathroom inside of
the studio.
Yeah. That's like a separate thing. So they like bring in these portable restrooms for us. It's like just us though, so it's not like everybody's using it. It's just the artists, and it's next to the tent that we hang out in. So while you guys are watching it live, we're all in this tent. It's not a small tent. It's a glamorous tent.
That place is massive. Have you guys done the Universal tour? The voice building is huge.
Oh, it's humongous. Wow. And it literally is like that looks like a dream. Like, you're like, whoa, it's insane.
You know, something I've been wondering since we spoke on the carpet, I think it was top 8 your publicists, which by the way are awesome. They said that you were on Voice Rest.
Yeah.
And they said limited to one question, which I think you ended up chiming in on the Blake question too. Yeah. I said how he's helped you grow. Is we see the glitz and the glamour. We talked about the hair, the makeup, everything's so amazing, the fans. But what we don't hear and see is like the struggle. So you were on Voice Rest. I'm sure you've gone through like so much strain emotionally, physically, mentally. I just want to know, you know, briefly, I'm sure there's hours of things that you could talk about. What is it that you've gone through in this process? Like starting from when you started auditioning till like now.
Yes. Well, so, you know, this is an obvious statement, but you only have one set of vocal cords. So if you're not a singer, you know, primarily you're using that to speak. And like for you guys, I don't know if you do music. I don't know. But you guys.
You do.
You do?
Yeah.
R&B.
Okay, cool. Well, you guys use your voices for your job here and you speak and you use that. Well, we're doing the same amount of work on the show speaking as we are singing. So everything you hear, before we even get to the part where we actually perform it live, we have rehearsed it on stage full out at least 20 times.
Wow.
And just to mark it, to make sure they get the camera angles, they want us to go full out because they want to know what we're going to do in the moment. Because, you know, if you just kind of like half butt it, you're like, okay, well, I'm not. And then you wouldn't like hit like the same move, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So you got to go through that. Then you have to record everything for iTunes, which you have to give at least like 6 to 10 passes of the entire song.
Wow.
And they have to get everybody in. We're all on the same schedule. So it's like blocking wise. Sometimes, I mean, I was in the studio one night until almost 1 a.m. recording and then had to be up the next day to do the different, like, you know, social stuff, social media, the interviews, everything you see that makes like a 5-minute clip in the episode is hours worth of footage that they that they file down. So it's tough, you know. I wish I had two sets of vocal cords. One to sound really smooth and smoky and all that stuff when I sing, and then one to be like clear when I speak. But obviously the adrenaline kicks in a little bit and that helps, and the tea and, and the vocal rest. But really it's just about learning, when do I need to talk? And like, when is it going to benefit? You know, when is it beneficial to speak? And especially because I love to talk. So even when they were like, oh, limit your questions, I was like, it's not going to work for me because I'm going to want to answer questions.
Yeah, you wanted to chime in on the Blake one. You're like, I looked over. I'm like, well, if you want to answer the question.
I was like, I'm in. So it's tough. It's tough. I don't know how people with bigger voices do it, like Brooke or Keisha or Davon, Janice, everybody, you know, how they can you do all that crazy stuff, just vocal Olympics, you know what I mean? And then still sit like here and talk and be clear as day. I'm like, how is that possible?
And answer hundreds and hundreds of questions throughout the week, right?
Yes, hundreds. It's crazy.
And speaking of questions, we have a game. It's called Top 10.
Okay.
Because we've come up with top 10 questions that we've either heard throughout the season or that we're curious about ourselves. So we want you to pick them out one at a time.
Awesome.
And answer them.
Shuffle them.
And if we ever need to clap back at anybody, just we will.
Okay. Yeah.
So don't worry about anyone.
You have two passes. We prefer that you don't use them.
Okay.
But if you absolutely want to pass, but this is just kind of a way to get to know you on a different level. So it's out of the box questions versus the same thing you've been asked on the red carpet every single time you're there.
Okay. I don't pass.
Yes.
Oh, straight shooter.
Real hours. Okay. If you could have one celebrity roommate, who would it be and why? Oh, wow. One celebrity roommate. In this moment, I'm blanking on any celebrity besides the ones that I've been around the past few months. So I'm going to say if I had to pick a roommate, I would pick Miley. I think that that would be a really fun time. Yeah. Also, I had a conversation with her the other day, I think right before the finale, and we were just talking about like yoga and her man and my man. And we were just like talking just like we were just two regular people just talking. Yeah. And I was like, man, you're really cool. You're so cool.
Because
I didn't
get
to talk to her like that when I was on her team. There were still so many of us, and it was always in front of the cameras. You know what I mean? So there wasn't a second to just chill. But when you make it further in the competition, there's opportunity to talk to the different coaches, and she's so sick.
It would be so dope to see you guys together go on
double
tour.
Date.
No, like go on tour.
Like actually have like a double date.
Yeah. I was like,
okay,
double date, but we'll take that too.
Yeah, but it's just because I would want to be part of it. Like I want to be part of the experience. I want to see you guys live.
Oh, you know, I would open up for Miley Cyrus in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
My feelings will never change for you, Miley.
Let's put that out into the universe.
She's probably so sad when you won and you won on Team Blake. She's probably
because
she's the one that could have taken the trophy from him this year.
I know. But also we talked and she was like, I think it was important for you to work with Blake because if I would have stayed on Miley's team, I think we both are so visual and creative hands-on. Yeah. I don't know if it would have gotten a little hectic, you know what I mean? Like, I could have ended up in, like, a chicken suit or something crazy, you know what I mean?
Just in a wrecking ball?
Yeah, like, doing some wild stuff.
I think some, like, stripper pole, like, in the middle of the stage.
You never know, man, but I think it might have been a little too much for the voice. Yeah. A little dangerous, if you ask me. I don't know where you want me to put the question.
Please don't to the side.
No, yeah, I'll take them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's do another one.
Okay. Did you want me to read the question?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Go ahead.
Oh, wow. I love this. Okay. What's your go-to late-night drive-thru order? Oh, man. Okay. So, since I've been in California, and I don't have this back home in Nashville, In-N-Out.
Yes!
At least 3 times a week, and that is the truth.
Really?
And I don't know how I'm alive, because I know that wrecks me every time, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it so much.
It's
love
all natural In-N-Out. Products, at least.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like fresh potatoes and everything.
The potatoes now I don't feel bad at all.
Yeah. It's basically vegan.
Isn't it, like, nothing's frozen, like, no...
Yeah.
No, nothing. No preservatives, nothing. Not the meat, not anything. It's all fresh, at least.
Yeah.
The fries. Every morning.
So when I worked there every morning, we would open the lettuce, and then you have to shred it by hand, and then you put it into, like, these little boxes.
And the meat's fresh, too, right? Like, it's, like, fresh on. So at least, if you're going to go, you're doing it right.
In the store alone, no longer than 2 days.
She's like, now we're going to go 6 times a day.
Yeah. She's like, we're going to bed
after
this.
I thought I was eating bad this whole time, but it sounds like I've been on a diet since I've been out here, which is great.
You shouldn't feel bad about In-N-Out. Like,
okay,
no one ever feels bad about
good.
It.
Good. Okay, okay.
It's a go-to.
No, you got to go big or go home with that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I get the double-double, man. I go in. Okay. What is your biggest phobia? Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Okay. 100% any type of insect or bug. I have no chill. I'm, like, so... I feel like, you know, my personality is like, oh, yeah, like, rock, like, oh, it's cool. And then a bug is, like, a bug. Even if it's a ladybug or a worm.
Oh, no.
Even butterflies. I see their bodies, and I'm like, it's not cute. Like, I'm like, I don't... You can't fool me with the wings. I don't, it doesn't matter.
Like, the colorful
the body
wings,
of
yeah.
it is still creepy.
So Hannah. What do you do when you see, like, a
I scream
something.
Like a little girl, dude. And I'm like, ah! Like, all, like, weird.
Get
like,
it away.
I can't, yeah.
So you don't go to the park, I'm assuming.
I don't camp. Mm-hmm. I don't like the outdoors unless it's the dead of winter where the bugs are gone.
Gone. Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't mess around with bugs.
And a lot of off. Just
Oh yeah, and in Nashville the mosquitoes.
Oh yeah.
Like even just seeing it, I'm like, ugh, like I hate it. I hate it so much. Okay, I'm going in.
So next question.
Oh, wow. If you could raid any celeb's closet, who would it be? Man, I don't know if I know that. Any celebrity. Oh, Rihanna. Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
She
that's
has
a
really
go-to.
Edgy style,
yeah.
I love
like,
her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, but also, like, is the thing is, like, whatever Rihanna wears, like, is cool. Like, it doesn't matter if before it didn't look good. Once it's on her, it looks great. And
Everything
everyone should
she
wear
wears,
it.
Yeah.
And then it's in Nordstrom's after that.
Yeah.
Or, like, other people try to copy it. And I'm just like, no, you can't pull it as good as Rihanna.
No.
She actually said a quote. She said, if you're seeing it in the magazines, it's already, like, done. Like, you're supposed to be wearing it beyond the trend.
Yes.
And once you see in the magazine everyone's wearing it, she's like, the trend's over.
I totally agree.
That was from Rihanna herself.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I totally agree with that.
That's Riri.
Yeah.
I love her.
That's the queen.
Wow. She is the queen, man.
She would be a good roommate, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Imagine. She's like, actually, I take back the roommate.
She's like, me, Miley, and Rihanna.
Hey, might as well.
Okay, what is your go-to shower singing song? Oh, wow. Shower singing song.
We assume you sing in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually write in the shower. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I do a lot of my writing in the shower because of the white noise that it creates, you know, and the water's falling and it's just like, shh.
Wait,
like
can I ask where you're writing?
Oh, like, in my mind.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, no, not physically writing, but like,
she's got thinking
one hand,
like
she's washing
like
her head.
Mirror,
but like. Actually, now that we're talking about it, that sounds like a sick invention, like a whiteboard shower. So the walls are like
a
whiteboard, and you can have like...
Kind of like the chalkboards.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, not chalkboards, but the chalk walls.
Chalk walls.
Yeah.
Except I feel like in a shower, the chalk wall...
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work as well as the concept.
You get like a mirror and like a waterproof pen. Watch, someone's going to like invent this now, and it's going to start here.
My dream was like when I was younger, I was like, the first thing, if I ever make it, like whatever that means, like, and
you've
I have
made
enough,
it.
And I have enough money, I want to have a shower studio. So before I go into the shower, I push a button on the wall and it documents that whole shower. That's how much I write in the shower.
That would be cool.
I don't come up with as much lyrics as it is melodies. So like humming something, yeah. And then I'll have to get out and like I'm in the shower wet, but I'm like trying to get on my phone. I'm like pushing the voice memo app, and I'm like, na-na-na-na. And then I get back in the shower, and I'm like doing it.
That's awesome.
So that's the truth. Yeah, that's like when I'll know I made it when that happens for sure.
Do you have any songs that you've written, or is there like a ton that you kind of want to start?
Oh yeah, I have tons of music. Okay, cool. Yeah, like tons.
Can't wait to hear.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I don't know like exactly when we're getting started on the record, but that's like 100%. Like I'm so stoked. Yeah. Oh. Like you have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like performing live is like here, and then like being in the studio is like.
Right there.
Like, it's so, just a totally different experience.
Yeah, I bet.
But it is, like, the coolest vibe. Mm. It is the coolest place.
You've already been number one, but I cannot wait till it's number one, and it's, like, your song written by you on the charts. Like, that would be, and I see goals. It. It's happening for you. Yeah.
Let's speak it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, everything that we're putting here, we're putting it out there.
That's gonna be the song that, like, 20 years down the line, everyone's singing, like, you know when you're at, like, either a casino or the bar and the song comes on and everyone's like, yes!
Yeah.
That's going to be that
song.
Well,
that's what I thought about Time After Time with the Cyndi Lauper. I was like, this is, like, the go-to karaoke song.
Yeah.
Like, this song will never die in the best way. It's, like, it's legendary.
Yeah. It was funny. My mom was cooking in the kitchen and I was watching it. And she comes out and she's like, who's singing that? And I'm like, Mom, I'm like, it's, you know, it's the voice or whatever. And she's like, oh. She was, like, hypnotized. She was just looking at you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you didn't just get my attention. You got my mom.
Cool. I feel like that's something also interesting about being a younger artist but representing an older genre is it opened up the doors to like a really wide variety of fans. Mm-hmm. Like I was at Harry Potter World last night. I got to go. I've never been. And a little girl came up to me and she was like, are you Chloe from The Voice? And I was like, yeah. But then also her dad was like kind of freaking out. And I was like, this is so cool.
That's so
awesome.
Because
she's like 11 and this is her father. Mm-hmm. And they're both interested in the same artist.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Kind of cool.
Bridging the gap.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would love to hear your version of like Christmas Carol. So just make sure a note 2018 to do your own Christmas.
Do you have one in mind?
I mean, I love All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I love Mariah Carey, but I'm sick of like hearing her version of it. I would love to hear like Adele did a whole thing. Who was that guy's name? Why am I blanking on his name? I was listening to it today.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
I was listening to the way I'm doing.
No, because I love hearing the same Christmas carols, but like different versions of it. So I would love to hear your kind of like rock and roll slash like current
take on it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to plug somebody, if that's okay. But there's an artist, her name's Phoebe Bridgers, and she did a cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and you need to listen to it immediately, like when you leave here. It's one of the most tender versions of a Christmas song I've ever heard in my life. And I, in that moment, I was like, never before have I ever really thought about doing a Christmas, you know. That's not the most rock and roll thing. So I'm like, I don't know if I've ever thought about myself doing a Christmas song. But when I heard that, I was like, okay, I want to make something
What's
like
her name again?
Phoebe Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers.
Okay. Yes. And it's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And it is insane.
So 2018, we're all going to look for your Christmas album.
Yeah. Or a Christmas song.
Yeah, Christmas inspired.
We want a whole album. We just
want an album. I want music from you, period.
We're not going to be subtle about this.
Guys, I just want an album from
you. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell us about the worst date you've ever had.
Yes.
You don't have to mention any names.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. I had to
throw in that you don't have to mention their name. Because you're going to be like, I don't know if I want to like say their name.
No, we can. It's fine.
Wow, she's like, worst Michael date Stevens. 2010.
There's been that many?
I know. Actually,
I
was actually thinking, I don't know if I've been on a bad date.
Come on.
What about your best, or if you can't think of a bad one, best one?
Okay, so the truth, get real. So I've only been in three relationships.
Aww.
And the first one was my best friend first. So we never went on a date. We just started saying like boyfriend and girlfriend, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We just started going steady.
he got and, it easy, dude. No flowers or chocolate nothing. Or opening
And then
the door.
Same thing with the second relationship I was in. We were just friends and then started dating. And then my current boyfriend, actually, I guess it was the best first date ever, but it was a blind date because we met on Instagram. And his Instagram is it's like a photographer portfolio. It doesn't have any pictures of him. So he messaged me. And mine's only selfies at that point, right?
Yeah.
So it was, like, very clear what my best angle looked like. And I was like, I was like, you know, okay, like I'm really being like putting myself out here. Like, you know everything and I don't even know what you look like. And I just asked him, I was like, what are you doing today? Like, we were messaging and he was like, I think I'm going to go thrifting, which I obviously love to buy old people clothes as well. So I was like, cool, well, I'd love to go with you. And I had no idea what he looked like. And I just met him at a thrift store. Oh my God. And he walked in. He walked in and he was 6'3", and I'm a tall girl, right? Yeah. So I had no idea. I was like, my chances are he's probably going to be really short. But I don't even care because he made me laugh so hard just over messaging. I was like, how is someone this funny? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I met him and he's like the best looking guy I've ever seen in my life. I'm probably biased, but and he was like so tall and he has a shaved head and he's like just like the sickest dude I've ever seen.
What if he was a serial killer?
I know, but
no,
I just
pictures,
took a risk.
No nothing. Did you guys even have mutual friends?
We did have mutual friends.
Okay, oh my God. I was hoping it was like followed by at least somebody you know.
No, no, no. Nashville's still it's booming right now, but it's still a pretty small town. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I knew he wasn't
What if he was a fisher? What are those things called? Catfishers? Catfish. Have you guys seen that show where someone goes and it's like some creepy...
But she was in a public place, you know? Yeah. Like, if it would have just been, like, a one-on-one, like, come over to my apartment...
The thrifters would have saved her.
Yeah. Dude, Instagram should hire you as a spokesperson, because if you found the love of your life on Instagram...
Yeah.
They need to put you on, like, Instagram Match.
They do. That should be a thing.
I feel like that's going to be a thing.
Wow.
Well, they'll call it Insta-love.
Insta-love. But they have to be able to, like, verify it, because at this point, anybody can have, like, 95 accounts.
That's so true. That's so true. I don't know. Man, that would be really cool to be like a sponsored love story on Instagram.
That's cute.
Wow. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I've ever been on a bad date.
So when you guys get married, your wedding toast is going to be like, so we met on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know what he looked like. He could have been a serial killer, but it worked out well.
It's such a good story, though.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. I think we're going to get, well, I say this, and this is like really just me talking to you guys. Like, I don't know why I'm going to say this, but I'm going to. I told him on that first day, I was like, I need to put this out there just before like anything really serious happens. My dream is to get married in Las Vegas.
Oh,
and
my
he was like,
God.
That's sick.
Like, that is awesome.
Because I was like, I just need to know before I get too attached.
With Elvis officiating your wedding.
Yeah, I want it to be like, the like.
And Adam singing. Have you seen the Sugar song where he like pops up at people's weddings? That would be dope.
His music video. Wow.
Adam, Blake, and Miley should perform a song.
They gotta
and Jay.
They gotta be there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Miley could be like swinging on a ball.
I feel like Miley would have to be the flower girl.
Swinging on the wedding cake.
Actually, have to be the flower girl. That would be more her.
And then what if Blake like officiated? Like, what if he did that?
That would be sick. So and special. Adam singing.
Adam singing.
Yeah. And Jay has the attorney.
Shoes.
Oh, yeah. She's like, listen, so
Jay has throwing her shoes at you.
This is a union, like the J-Hud Productions of Chloe and then what's your.
I can't with that.
Chloe and Hunter.
Yes.
And we're going to call it K Hunt. Wow. Production instead of K.
Wow.
In
wow.
Vegas. There you go.
That's it.
Happened by chance. Done. Or, I mean.
Destiny.
Okay. This one says, what's your guilty pleasure? And I feel like I answered this when I said In-N-Out earlier. Because I think that's probably. But if it's not food, I'm trying to think like.
Is there like a TV show or something you watch that you're kind of like, why do I watch this? Or something you do that you secretly don't want to tell anybody, but you're going to tell everybody right now?
Okay, the truth is that when we came out here for the live shows, I started watching Sex and the City from season one, and I am on the last season.
That's amazing.
I put a lot of hours in that. No, but like I just started it like last month, like when we came out here, and just one after another.
So like, you never watched an episode before?
No, I had never watched it.
Wait, isn't it like 100 hours that you just watched? Wait, how many seasons? There's
a lot, because I just started last year too, but I haven't caught up as much as you.
They started Sex and the City when like the cameras were so grainy.
The truth is.
But no, isn't there like 7 or 8 or 9?
No, there's more.
There's like watched 13, all of it?
I think.
I'm on the last season.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
There are only 30-minute episodes, though. Yeah. So it's kind of like, if you really want to commit, like, you can just stay up all night and get through like a season or two, you know?
That's amazing.
I don't know if it's amazing. I feel like I'm thinking now, like, I could have been doing a lot. I could have been doing a lot of stuff in that time.
My guilty show is General Hospital.
Wow.
Oh. I feel like Peggy Bundy eating bonbons on the couch watching General Hospital. I swear to God, I watched General Hospital.
Peggy Bundy.
And Grey's Anatomy was my first one that I ever binge watched. That was my first like committed binge watching where you really feel bad about it and you're like, you don't want to tell anyone. Yeah, Grey's Anatomy was my first.
I watched Pretty Little Liars with my roommate.
Really?
Yeah, it was me and him. Your and face. Every night we'd come home.
Your face totally changed. Yeah. How much Pretty Little Liars movie?
And it's so sad because we'd go to our fraternity meetings right after, but we'd be like, we're watching this really cool show, and they'd be like, never mind, like, Garrett, just don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
The plot thickens.
Yep.
I love
Jesus.
That. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Mm-mm. You know, things happen when you're in college.
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, they sure do.
Which icon would you bring back from the dead?
Mm.
David Bowie. 100%.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I was like, there's so many.
Yeah. But that was like, I remember where I was when I found out that he had passed away. And that was someone that, you know, when you're starting out in music and you have a dream list of people, like, if I could just shake their hand and say, like, thank you for what you did for music. Mm-hmm. Like, he was really high up on my list. And so when he passed away, I was like, no, like, this is like, not that it's about me in any way,
yeah.
But just because, you know, you get so attached mm-hmm. to someone and mm-hmm. they feel like such a staple in the world, like almost like they're invincible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was really tough. I was working at a coffee shop at the time, so I was up at like 4 a.m. getting ready to like open up the shop.
Jesus.
And I found out it had just happened like in the middle of the night or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh my gosh. And it was like almost like I felt like I knew before the world knew, because like not everyone was like,
up, you know what I mean? Time, yeah.
Like, in my life, not everyone was up. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is devastating.
Yeah.
Just because he's iconic. Iconic. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about how crazy it is what you just said, where you were at that moment and where you are today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you have ever?
Never in a million years.
That's crazy. Life's beautiful.
Never in a million years, guys. Seriously. This is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most fun game ever. Okay, what is the funniest, weirdest fan message you've ever received?
Wow. I love how that just came
I
off.
I know. What perfect timing. Yeah.
Wow. Well.
There's got to be something.
Yeah, well, I have a couple. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so
I want to hear as many as possible.
So the first one would probably be...
Do you have them in your phone?
I think I might have. I might have actually told you this on the red carpet that one night.
Yeah.
But I also, along with Red, started to receive the request for feet pictures, and I was really astonished.
What is it with people and feet?
I don't know. It's like a weird, it's like a fetish thing, and I was kind of like, at first they were just like, are your feet ticklish?
Ew!
And I wish I would have saved it, because the picture of the Twitter account was someone with their toes like spread.
Ew.
I thought they sent you a picture of your toes.
No.
Like for a second. I'm like,
when would they have taken that?
No. Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they didn't have athlete's foot. And
but I saw the little, I didn't click to enlarge, or I didn't do anything to like get closer to that image. But
yeah.
I saw the little, what is it? Avatar? Or
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've never said that out loud before. I'm like, how do you say that? But yeah, it was a picture of like spread toes, and then it just said, "Hey Chloe, are your feet ticklish?" And I was like,
ew.
And then I showed it to a bunch of my friends on the show, other contestants, and they were like, "Don't respond." But I just was like, I have to know why. So I was like, yeah, why?
Oh no.
And then I just started like the foot thread of like people that were just like coming out from like whatever, wherever they crawl out from. And they're like, oh, send us pictures of your feet. Like, we want to know what your feet look like. And the funniest part is that, wow, I'm really getting real with you guys.
Yeah.
But I just actually have like the world's longest toes. Like I do.
Okay, now you gave them more opportunity.
So now they're going to start sending you finger toe rings.
So first you take a date offer from a random person on Instagram, and then you respond to the creepy guy with the avatar of toes.
Yes.
About your toes are ticklish.
I would do it too.
You are the most trusting individual I have ever met
in
my life.
It's going to get me in trouble. It is. It's going to get me in trouble.
You guys need to do something about this. Yeah. She trusts way too many people. She told him about her toes. That's personal.
I was like, man, if they only knew that, like, my toes are just actually so long. It's not cute. It's not cute.
They think it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to send any
fetishes,
pictures.
You know?
I'm not going to send any pictures.
No pictures.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Can you show us your toes right now?
No.
Oh, my God.
She's like, actually,
I even was like, no.
I love you guys. But
you're going to get so many toe rings in the mail when you go.
I know.
You have no idea.
Wow. Hey, this is a bad
toe
one.
Rings.
I love toe rings.
Or you guys send her socks.
I'd get some. Yeah.
Someone send her socks.
Bring
holiday socks.
Or ankle
socks. Toe socks. Bring them back.
For Pilates. They have them for Pilates. Toe socks.
Oh my gosh. That would be incredible.
Those are warm. Those keep you warm. I have a few.
Yeah, they do. And I used to actually, when the toe sock thing was a thing, I would, like, people would gift you, like, toe socks at Christmas or whatever, and they would never, my toes wouldn't fit in the toe sock. It's like when you wear a mitten that's too small.
Oh, yeah.
Because my toes are so long, it was like,
now you can get some custom made.
Now I feel like I kind of want to show my feet so that you don't think that they're, like, really long.
I mean, just show it to us. Told us everything else.
Just know that they're long toes, but it's not like I have a problem.
Okay? Yeah. They're clean, right? They're done. Clean. They're clean. Yeah.
They're clean. They're just a little bit longer than normal, but it's fine. I'm tall, so I think it looks normal. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If, I don't know.
I feel like I know so much about your toes now. Like, your toes and I are, like, best friends. Like, we could hang out and go to the movies and stuff, your toes and I.
Start like a puppet show, you know.
No, Lord.
Anybody that's watching this that likes toes is going to love this.
No, they're going to send her a bunch of stuff.
Litter and be like, Chloe, why? Like, why do you speak?
You're just so trusting. Okay, well, and then I'll say another one. Mm-hmm. You know, I've received, obviously, tons of, like, amazing, just heartwarming messages from everybody that voted.
Sure, yeah.
And just stuff like, you know, people taking the time to tell me about how certain performances and certain songs actually healed them from stuff they were going through in their life. Mm-hmm. I've had people, specifically one message really stuck out to me, and someone had actually lost a loved one. And they said that my performance of Landslide, I don't know if you guys remember that, but it was very simple. I just kind of kept my eyes closed and just sang the song. Mm-hmm. And they said that moment for them, it literally took them out of, like, the pain that they were feeling for, like, 2 minutes. You know what I mean? And when you're going through, like, loss, to be removed from that feeling for a second, to be someone that, like, helped someone go through that, it's, like, huge. So all that to say, I did receive a special.
Was like that
you've
really
always
deep.
You've always got those people, you know. They just have to.
Yeah. So
the moment.
Yeah, you know, just something to keep me humble.
So like the Grinches of Christmas.
Yeah. So this is this was a comment that was made on one of my posts. After I won the show, I did the post with the confetti picture and
on Instagram.
Just thanked everyone. Yeah, on Instagram, and thanked everyone for their support. And someone commented and said, well, first, I'm going to say congratulations. And second, every time I listen to you sing, I get a headache. I think your voice is horrible.
Oh, my God. Is it a real account?
Wait, but first off, congratulations.
But, yeah, I wanted to bring that one up because I really do. I want to understand so badly, like, the placement, like, the first, saying congratulations, which I thank you.
Yeah.
I really do mean it. Thank you. But then it's just, like, emotional whiplash with that second part. Like, I caused you physical pain.
Yeah.
Mental, like, a headache pain from my singing. I've never been told that.
Then why listen?
Special shout out to that person.
How hard did you laugh, though, when you read that?
Oh, my gosh, so hard. And I screenshot them, and I send them to my close friends and family, because I'm like, this is the stuff that just, like, it really does keep you humble. It really
does.
That's
a mean tweet that deserves to be on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of them.
Like, stuff like that. And then also just, like, the people who do have a lot of, like, mean stuff to say, but the spelling is just, like,
they butcher it.
Completely just butchered, like, obliterated. And you're kind of like,
trying to understand, and you're laughing at the same time. Yeah.
And then the mess ups actually make, like, funnier words. Like, you know, when you read it in, like, almost like in an accent of someone who's, like, reading that text to you or a tweet or whatever. So,
that's so sad. I mean, obviously, you want a competition show with millions of viewers and voters. Yeah. So, what 3 or 4 people say doesn't matter. But it's so sad in the world today that bullying has, like, evolved into, like, cyberbullying. You can just hide behind a computer and make a fake picture.
Yeah.
And it's just, what benefit do you get out of making someone else feel less about themselves? It's kind of sad, but it's also, like, a projection thing. I always think when people write certain comments or say things to you, I actually feel sorry for them, because you must feel sad inside that you want to put someone else down or make them, you're projecting their feelings onto you. But kudos to you, because you were amazing.
Taking it like a champ.
Yeah, well,
and you're
a great
singer.
Thank you so much.
So, you don't give me no headaches.
Well, that's good.
I know. You didn't give us this entire season we were watching.
Well, that's good. I think that's true, though, what you said. My mom always said, hurt people, hurt people.
Yes.
And so, I try every time to kind of look past and think, like, I don't know where that person's at. But it's actually harder for me when I see it happen to my friends, because I can kind of take it. I can sit back and say, like, I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Like, it's okay. But it's hard when I see it happen happen to other contestants on the show who are my family. And that's when the kind of like injustice like rises up in me. And I'm like, man, just choose kindness. Like when you wake up in the morning, if what you're going to say isn't going to build anybody up, it's really not necessary to put into the world. I don't understand, you know? I don't understand it, but...
I don't either.
It's part of the game, I guess. It's part of life. Social media, it gives... In the way that it gives platforms to things that are awesome and give people voices that before you couldn't talk to your family members who were on the other side of the world.
Oh, totally, yeah.
In the same light, there's always a negative to the positive.
Double-edged
and it gives
sword.
A platform to people who shouldn't really have a voice because their voice is mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it stinks, but... You take the good with the bad, for sure.
But at least you say congratulations. I mean, hey.
I know. And it's a funny tweet.
Oh, yeah, you
know?
It is.
Like,
it
makes me laugh.
That's
funny.
It needs to be kept, like, in a corner. Like, best things that happen. Or, like, you know, like, at the end of the year when you read all the funny things that happened to you, like, you pull them out of a hat. Like, funny thing that happened in 2017. Well, someone told me congratulations, but I gave them a headache.
If it was me, I would have written back, you're likely dehydrated. Drink some more water. Like, that's what your headache is from.
Like, drink some water.
I hope that wasn't from me. I hope that was just a funny thing.
It's a funny thing.
No, that was funny. But your look and your style and all of your music that you portrayed, or a lot of the music that you portrayed this season, has been very 80s inspired. So we've come up with another game. It's called 80s Ladies.
Oh, wow.
So you get to choose one of my co-hosts to help you along the game if you have any problems or like any stutters along the way. So let's start from the top.
Okay.
Number one, this material girl batted her way into the league of their own, spent 4 minutes to save the world with JT, and has sold more than 300 million records.
Madonna.
Yes.
Hey!
This
that
bombshell
was, so quick.
Was a Playboy bunny in her early days, sings Call Me, which was originally Stevie Nicks's, by the way, and then she sang it instead, and Alicia Keys redid her song Rapture for the second release of Sex and the City movie number 2.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Wait, call me, like, Blondie? Deborra Harry?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You're good.
I was
okay,
like,
okay.
Call Me is Deborra Harry, yeah. I think.
The number three, this 80s lady gets physical starting a hit movie, Grease, and has a daughter named Chloe.
Oh, man. Oh, I knew it, and then it left. The name.
She needs a lifeline. Someone help her out.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Me.
Okay, here.
Just because I cheated, Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, no!
Olivia
Newton-John. He's like right next to me.
I'm sorry, like I forgot that. That's a shame.
This 80s lady made her second musical comeback in rock from disco, starred in the famous film Mermaids, and is one of only 6 artists who have both a number one single and an Oscar for acting.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a tough one.
80s. She's legendary. She actually is known for her big hair, too. And she ain't going nowhere.
Oh, man.
I got you, babe.
Do you believe? Oh my God,
Cher.
I can't believe I couldn't say
Cher.
That was so bad. Cher. That probably sounded terrible,
Wait,
by the way.
Cher, okay, so yeah,
Cher, but the big hair threw me because now it's not
I
the
thought
same
it was Chaka
anymore.
Khan.
Is
yeah.
it like when you
turn back time? Where
I
she's
was
going to
say,
leotard, like
is her song "Do You Believe in Life After Love" or how does it go?
Do you believe in love after? Do you believe
life
in life
love.
After
Wait,
love?
If it's life after love, I've been singing it wrong.
Me too.
I know. I just right now
it
isn't life after love. That's what I thought, but I was like, that doesn't sound right.
I kept saying love after love.
Dude, but she looks bomb. Oh. For her age, she puts girls to shame.
We were Sunny and Cher, me and my boyfriend, for Halloween.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Before I knew Kim Kardashian was going to do it, I was like, all right, pull my thunder there.
Yeah, well, there's a Kohansky in the building now. Yay. We don't have to worry about no Kardashian. Right.
Hey.
And the fifth one is this finals 80 lady just wanted to have fun and was expelled from Richmond High School later to become a rock and roll hall of superstar. Sorry, not Hall of Famer. Compared herself to Elmer Fudd on the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. And you get Candy.
Oh, I'm throwing out.
And
Merry
we're actually, Christmas. We're running kind of short on time, so we're going to go into our final game of the night, and you can reach under yourself. There's a paddle. This one's called Jingle All the Way or Send It on a Sleigh.
Oh, wow.
So okay. if you like the Christmas tradition, you're going to jingle all the way. If you don't, it's Send It on a Sleigh.
Okay.
All right, here
and
we go.
And we're all playing, are we?
Yes, we're all playing.
Oh, this is so cute.
So paddles down.
Paddles down.
Personalized ornaments. Ready? Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
I like it.
That's
it's
I love painting ornaments.
I think anything that someone takes time to make for you, that's like means a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I made a Grinch one, actually.
I love
a Grinch.
A
did
Grinch
you put fuzz
one?
On it?
No, oh, I did it like a green glitter.
I love it.
I'll show you a picture after. Okay. It's actually really good.
It's the best.
Like, I'm like, actually, now I'm like scared it's just going to pop up every time I see it. I met the Grinch.
Grinch.
And
did you really?
Yeah, last night.
Yes.
Did you? A couple days ago. Oh, yeah, yeah, at Universal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to go live with him.
I still haven't been there.
He's scary.
He's the best.
Is he? He's scary up close, but like in a like, you want more, you know?
Creepy, scary, like, I was like, come here.
I'm getting closer.
I thought you met Jim Carrey. I was like, that's awesome.
No. It's prosthetics. I think it's a person in playing.
I feel like
you
should do that every year. Just like Tim Allen should be the Santa Claus every year. Just
that
saying.
That would be awesome.
Personally. Yeah. Okay, number two, eggnog. I'm going to say send on a sleigh.
Me too. Send on a sleigh.
I'm not a fan of eggnog.
I never understood it. It's
neither
weird.
Do I. It's like
weird.
Thick and weird.
Eggnog. It's not good.
It's thick and weird.
Okay.
I just understand like liquor and something warm. I've never understood that concept.
It's just, it's,
yeah.
It's gross.
Or like, let's ask the question, like, what is a nog? Like eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog.
Where's the egg and what's the nog?
I think you know what I mean? I think a nog is like a derp. You know, like,
And is there like a vegan version?
It's like a name to call
or
someone.
Is it,
can I get this eggnog and vegan?
Can I get a soy nog?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, next thing you know, Starbucks is gonna come up with a soy nog.
Like,
soy nog.
And introducing 2018, the soy nog.
Yeah.
Spokesperson, Chloe Kohansky.
Organic free.
Yes.
She's
vegan.
And the third one is, there's 10, but number three is Christmas caroling.
Yes.
Jingle all the way.
And I cannot say.
You gotta have a good
and
Christmas
I will still,
carol.
Oh, mine's not even in camera. Yes.
Yes. Jingle all the way.
Number four. Okay, paddles down. Number four. Ugly sweaters.
Absolutely.
Jingle all the way.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm kind of like in the middle.
What do you mean you're in the middle?
I'm going to do something bold here. I'm going to say.
Keep yours this way.
I'm going to say send it on a sleigh.
Why?
Yeah, see,
just
like
because.
What?
I think the ugly Christmas sweater thing, it happened.
It's done.
Then there was the year where everyone had the parties, and then now it's been like 4 years and it's still happening.
Yeah.
And I think we need a new thing.
I think so too.
I think we need like Christmas pants. Ugly Christmas pants.
They have those. They're at Target.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not a
and
thing
it's like a whole
yet.
Suit.
Well then, jingle all the way.
Number five, tulle on a Christmas tree.
What does that mean?
The silver stuff that they put around the edge.
Oh, that?
I don't like it.
Send
I don't
it on
like
a sleigh.
It either.
I think it looks tacky.
Yeah.
It is.
It's too much.
I like clean
and
it.
Messy, too.
It's very extra.
Yeah.
It's like Black China extra. Like, no thank you. Number six. Colored lights on a house.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah.
I love the obnoxious houses. I love it.
Sleigh.
Why?
You like the white lights?
I like the white lights because I do like North Pole theme at my house. So we put penguins out and like a little ice, like...
sculpture, the
little
icicles.
Well, it's not
a
sculpture, but like
it's just icicles.
But we do white lights, and then we do what do penguins live in? An igloo. There you go. Yeah, we do an igloo.
Where do penguins live?
Sorry, people.
Oh no, when I'm older, what am I like 12? And I have like
when
my
I grow
own.
Up.
Yeah, when I grow up, when I have my own house, I'm gonna be that tacky person with every like you can't even walk without running into like an
yes.
object,
yes.
a light, a shining,
Santa,
a sleigh, Santa, like the whole theme,
the reindeer on the
roof,
on the roof, on the floor. On the top.
Okay.
I'm actually I want a Grinch though. I want to have like a scene from that movie. Like, do you remember when he was coming down the sleigh?
Oh yeah.
I want to have like the whole little who's. And I want to have the Grinch.
Oh, like a
and I want to have him like stealing like Santa's. Anyways, I have a whole thing in my
head.
No, I love the scene in that movie where she's doing her Christmas lights and she has like the gun.
Oh,
and
yeah. She's like,
and then popping all the lights onto the house. That's you in my mind.
I swear to God, I'd be like,
good
you
night,
see her
buddy.
Struggling, like her neighbor, and she's like, oh no, I got this.
I'm gonna be obscene, like the neighbors won't be able to sleep because my lights are so bright.
They gotta wear their sunglasses.
That's hilarious. Number seven, the movie A Christmas Story.
Oh.
Jingle all the way.
Yeah,
all the way across
I love
forward.
Christmas
it's an,
movies.
Like,
that's
you
an
just
important,
can never get rid of that.
Like, moral movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it teaches you about, like, you know, the spirit you need to have.
And Home Alone. Don't open the door for strangers.
Wow. I would.
I like the Christmas version of Home Alone. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And trimming the tree with the family. Is that a thing anymore? Do people do that?
Oh, that's too messy. I'm not cleaning that up.
And I think I've only ever had a fake tree in my life. I've never had a real Christmas tree.
Really?
I had one. Too.
And I'm from Tennessee, which is kind of weird.
But you put jingle.
Oh
so you like it or you don't like
are
it?
Are you jingling or are you jangling?
No,
which
no,
one
no,
you?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I was
I'm
like,
not.
She's
like,
no, not me either.
You know
like,
what happened?
Like a signal.
I was looking at hers and I was like, that's exactly what I put. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Wait, like we're so similar.
Yeah.
So Chloe, since you're traveling, I'm assuming you don't have like a Christmas tree at home because you're not back home.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I don't have any Christmas things up right now.
I'm sure there'll be a surprise when you get there. Like, someone probably
said
it's Christmas.
In a spirit real
it's
quick.
Gonna say Chloe on top of your tree, like stars.
Wow.
It's gonna have like a peace sign.
Aww.
And then the voice
your
trophy
on the top.
Yes.
Oh.
Just the tree just collapsed.
That trophy is heavy. No one told me that.
It is?
And then I had to carry it around and I was like, oh my gosh, like my wrist was just like bent backwards. Yeah.
Should have done bicep curls with it.
Yeah.
Been
I'm gonna have one buff arm.
Now you got one, so
Number nine, Elf on a Shelf.
What is that, just like an elf?
Yeah.
I don't do elves. Sorry.
Really? Send it on the sleigh.
I don't do elves. It's not a thing in my family.
You don't like Elf on a Shelf?
No, not a thing.
They kind
of
freak me out, no?
Anybody I don't else? Get it.
I mean, if it was real.
Or like the ones that are hanging behind the cars, you know, with their feet.
No, that's weird. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Is that a question?
No, but I think it just transitioned into that. But anyway.
The like car if, antlers.
Like well, if you had to do that, like, if you decorated your car, would it be Jingle All the Way or Send It on a Sleigh? Whether it's antlers or...
Oh, absolutely. I don't know why I didn't do that this year. I want to have like the ears out, the red nose, the everything.
Depends.
Oh wow, we're like torn here. Micah, like, you need to like pick a you need to pick a side.
Yeah,
you need to
go to the side
and
you're
jingling it.
Okay, send it. Yeah,
and,
it's not a thing for me.
And the last one, well, Chloe already touched on this, but the last one is fake Christmas trees. Jingle on the way or send it on a sleigh.
Because it doesn't shed, there's no like cleanup. You just put it back in the box, bring it out next year.
Yeah.
I have to send it on a sleigh.
Oh, you forgot number 11. So number 11 is people that send mean tweets.
Oh.
Send it on a sleigh.
Send it on a sleigh! Get out of here with that mess.
People who build each other up with sweet tweets.
Yes.
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 That is, jingle all the way.
Hey, also, I just created a thing, sweet tweets.
That's so cute.
Oh my god, we got a prize.
More prizes.
Yay.
Okay,
yay.
And then two more candy canes for you to share with your listeners.
I know for
now
like.
Now we're in the holiday spirit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know we've been super funny, like the whole after show, and it's been like lighthearted. But I swear, if people just need the power of just waking up every single day, like I tell myself, just wake up every day and give like 10 compliments to wow, not to people you know, that. Just to random people. Like if it's when I go to the valet place, I'll just say, you know, they say, how's your day? And normally people say, good, thank you. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, I'm doing great. How's your day going? And the valet guy literally to me last week was like, you're the first person that's asked me that.
Ever. Wow.
I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of Catch. And the valet guy goes,
oh, yeah.
You're the first person to have ever asked me that. So just literally wake up every single day.
Yeah.
10 compliments, but mean it. Don't just make something up and be like, oh, you look great, even if you don't mean it. Just stop somebody, because you never know
what they're going through.
What they're going through, if they have a death in their family, if they're stressed out, if they don't have enough money to pay their bills.
You never know.
And the power of that positive energy that you give them will just transform their day, their life, their existence. Just everybody out there watching, on behalf of Chloe, give 10 compliments every single day you wake up to somebody.
Not only that, but give yourself 3 when you look in the mirror. Like,
oh wow,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm bold, I'm smart, I'm driven. Like, give yourself those compliments because you deserve them.
Yeah, and because there is so many voices in the world today, and then so many people with so many opinions and things to say. And if you're not good with you, I don't know really how you can even function.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be so confident in yourself. And the voice really gave me that confidence. And I know I say that I can speak for all the contestants on the show that. The show actually just built us up in such a big and important way that it's a shame that any part of it would get chipped away at or taken down from social media. It's just unnecessary. It really is. So just try a new thing.
But the good thing is that you guys are all very close. Yes. We got to see it because we had some contestants here as well. And you guys are all built it as a family.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't matter what team you were in.
Oh, no. It could have gone anyway on Tuesday night. And it would have been the same love and the same affection towards each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was holding on to Addison for dear life, thinking in my mind, like she's probably going to win. Like, I was literally like, no matter what happens, like, I'm honored to stand here next to these people.
Yeah, you guys are all winners.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys are all winners. You guys are all winners. Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Not only that, but you've accomplished so much. But let everyone know what you have coming up. I know we're kind of running short on time. So.
What I have coming up. First off, I get to go home for the holidays, which is super exciting.
Yay!
So I'm going to have all my loved ones in a room. We're going to eat a lot of food.
And drink eggnog.
Yes, and soy nog.
You have Neon Dreams Tour coming up, right?
And then the winner of this season, we get to be a part of the Neon Dreams in Vegas. I don't have all the details on the involvement in that yet because we're kind of taking a break for the holidays, which is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So everybody can be with their families. But then once the new year starts, it's going to be figuring out the plan for the Vegas show and also signing with Republic Records and starting the process of making a record, which is my dream come true. I'm like literally over the moon excited about it. But first, I'm going to sleep for like 5 days straight.
Yeah.
And eat a lot of food.
Rest those vocals. Yes.
What a way to start 2018, honestly.
Huge.
Goals. Seriously, goals.
This is going to be like, and I say this like this, I think 2018 is going to be like the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to be a big mood. Big
and
mood.
What a great early Christmas present.
Right?
Like, to start the New Year off, to start New Year's Eve off, you get to cheers to, like, your most amazing accomplishment. Jesus. Probably thus far.
I'm number one on the charts, and it's going to be your song written by you.
So and we're going to be seeing it 20 years down the line at the
bar. Yeah. And we're going to be back for season 14, and we're going to be like, oh, Chloe, she doesn't remember us, but she has another one song.
Let everyone know where they can find you so that they can continue to follow you on social media.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, at Chloe Kohansky on all social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then on Snapchat, if you want, it's Chloe.Kohansky.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Hey, guys. So, I'm Mike the Creo. You can find me everywhere at MikeTheCreo_.
And I'm Lena Nuri. You can find me all over the internet at Lena Nuri. And I also want to thank my co-hosts for coming up with these awesome little games for Chloe.
You're welcome. And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me across the internet at Russell Ray Silva on all handles. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank
Happy
you,
holidays.
Chloe.
Be safe out there. Thank you, Chloe,
for coming
with us. And congratulations on your future. Jesus Christ, this is amazing.
Jesus,
right here.
You made these, right?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.